This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard Agenda 21 Radio. Now, those of you who have never listened to this radio show, welcome, welcome, welcome. Can I see a hand up for those who haven't? There's only one hand, of course. Everybody has listened to Agenda 21 Radio. They don't, no, not everybody, of course. We have our market that we have to appeal to, and that's what we're doing here right now on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so now, unbelievable things are happening, and I'm telling you, it's pretty gamey out there. not really. Not as bad as you might think, although, Notre Dame burns down. Yeah, en France. It was really pathetic to watch the smoke. You know, you have those visuals out there watching the smoke. There's a lot of speculation about what in the world has happened. Was there a crime committed? Was it deliberately set and so on? And I'm not going to go into that. I'm not really because, you know, yeah, I mean, I'll just lay the facts out for you. Some of the general facts because this is like the time to do that. But there's been like a lot of church burnings going on and a lot of desecrations and destructions and so on in Europe. And you got to remember they have a rich history of doing that over the years, over the epochs of time. They do that. Now, that's a European thing. It also happens here in the United States, and it seems to be happening on a more regular basis. A Christian church is primarily. Not a lot of mosques, they say. But in Catholic churches, you know, and there's that whole thing about, you know, European churches and religion and all that stuff going on. It's been going on for a long time, you know, the Catholics versus the Islamists versus the Christians, the Protestant Christians versus the Catholics and the Muslims. You know, that whole thing. Then the Jews, of course, you know, Kristallnacht and the Holocaust and all that stuff. All that stuff, yeah. Now, when I say all that stuff, we're talking about millions of people that have been murdered and slaughtered in various and sundry ways over the years. Most of it by socialism. You know, the one consistent thing is socialism and socialistic behaviors, which, you know, before they even knew what socialism was, there was the behaviors that came, that preceded the terminology, if you will. You know, that is really a known, a very big known. Anyway, so we've got the theories are out there. The conspiracy theories are out there about, especially this one, being a Catholic church and being literally the face of Catholicism in Europe. Notre Dame, and especially Catholicism, a.k.a. and also known as the Pope, right? So was there some sort of conspiracy to burn it down? And this is, people are saying things like that. Yes, there is. They say it's a false flag. Macron, remember? Macron in the Gilets Jaunes movement. See, this is where we have to come across to everybody to understand. Everybody's saying right now it was a construction fault. It was a construction mistake, mishap that caused the fire. That's what they're all saying right now. But we don't know for sure. Who were the people that were in charge of all that stuff, right? Now, the interesting thing about the church fire is that it didn't seem to damage the major relics in the church. The major relics seem to have survived, which is great. I mean, listen, anytime you get 800 years of history in one place at one time, you have to have every precaution in the book. I really believe in preserving these things. Right, wrong, and different, I don't care what what it is. But if it's that old, it tells a story, and the stories behind all that stuff is absolutely epic. Right? Epic. Epic. That's a different thing. And history is stranger than fiction. You can't make it up. I mean, that's the thing about all these things that are happening about Mueller. And, you know, we've just witnessed a coup d'etat in our nation against the sitting president. And everybody's like, yeah, no big deal. Well, it is a big deal. It's an epic event. And through the epochs of time, it'll become more evident about what happened with Donald Trump, what he had to endure. And the perpetrators behind it, the ideology behind it, the historical significance of it will build. And that's why I say with the Notre Dame and the relics of history that are in it, they all tell a story. And they're all relevant to today. And that's why I'm glad they saved most of them. But who caused it? Why they caused it? It's kind of interesting. If you go down the conspiracy theory theorist, we are the home of tinfoil hat thinking here. And so conspiracy theories abound. We get it. I'm just saying this one I'm not climbing on board with. I'm going to sit back. And I'm going to fold my arms and I'm going to watch this one and see what you all think about whether or not the fire was deliberately set in Notre Dame. I'm just letting you suss through that one. I think that's important for you to do that. I don't have to do it. You can do it. I'm empowering you to, you come up with why you think Notre Dame burned. Was it a mistake? Was it a construction error? Or is there something more untoward, more sinister? Let's check that theory out. Maybe we'll get your comments, 215-867-8255, about what happened at Notre Dame. But I'm just, see, people ask me right away, what do you think it is, false flag? Who did it? And I said, you know, I'm staying out of this one. I'm staying, because I think it's worth the exploration. See, this is why people don't understand the conspiracy theorist in theory making like this. Now, everybody's saying the conspiracy theorist on the Mueller side now. See, the Democrats have conspiracy theorists, right, about Mueller. Mueller did this, Mueller did that, and then Barr comes along, and Barr did this, and Barr did that. There's no relevance to any of that, right? It's only if it's conspiracy theory against them. But, you know, listen, I encourage it. I really do, because it's the basis of scientific thinking. To think about something. How about that? You're allowed to think in this country. I mean, with the prior to this country coming around, you weren't allowed to think anywhere. Did you know that? I mean, people had control of your thoughts and everything you thought. And if you didn't comply or comport, guess what? You were killed. That's how much they were controlled. And by the way, this is going on in the world today in a lot of different places. It goes on in California, USA. The thought process has been hindered for all Californians over the last 20, 30, 40 years by the left in the media. No free thinking for you. Now, I say that because I get it with the new California thing. One of the things I've witnessed over the last 10 years for sure, and more so coming into focus, is how the Californians generally have been, well, menaced, made to feel uncomfortable in their own skin because they might be a conservative. The overbearance of the media reports that have been disparaging towards an ideology, a political party, has been overwhelming. And it's put straitjackets on people's wanting to think a certain way. But I know the liberation is here. New California is rising. New California, where your thoughts are free. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah, I'll tell you, looking at all the
data
that's out there, Joe Biden data. No. I'm not going to go to Joe Biden. I am not doing it. We're not going to do it. I don't feel comfortable around him. I really don't. The guy creeps me out totally. I'm sorry. I have to. The one thing about, it's very cathartic being on the radio. You can say what you think. You can think what you say. And it's, Biden's weird. And so weird that he clicks over into my category of potential pedophile. That's the way I look at it. I can't. You know, I've had the training. You know, I'm used it in the field. I get it. I get it. Okay, here's a story that is I found uplifting. And before I get into the other stories about Julian, it's because Scott Bennett has written something about that. Where is that story, by the way? Where is that story, Julian? Here we go. U.S. unsealed. Stop. Check it out. Okay, I'm off script now. I'm really off script. But I just, I love dogs, right? Me, I love dogs. And my doggies and me, we're tight. This comes from a, listen to this. This is from AP, so I have to say it. I don't like these guys. Anyway, I'm just kidding you. It says, Thai oil rig workers rescue dogs swimming 135 miles offshore. Oh. I guess the dog didn't want to be dinner, so jumped in the ocean. I'm just saying. They do this dog photo business, you know. Not after that. I'm after the story. It's Bangkok. It says a dog found swimming more than 130 miles from shore by workers on an oil rig crew in the Gulf of Thailand has been returned safely to land. The worker on the rig belonged to Chevron Thailand Exploration and Production, Visiak Payala. That's his name. Payala. Visiak Payala. Payala said on his Facebook page that they saw the dog swimming towards the platform last Friday. He said they were lucky to spot it because if there had been any big waves, it probably would have not been visible. The dog made it to the platform, clinging to the support structure below deck without barking or whimpering, he wrote. The crew managed to lower a rope and secure it around the dog's neck and hauled it up. God. Well, then they show the dog with the rope around its neck. Oh, my God. Oh, man. You said that. So, I mean, you risk being hung after you're 135 miles out to sea as a dog. I mean, this dog's, and then he gets hung. It says, Vistiak said they speculated the dog might have fallen off of a fishing trawler and dubbed it Boon Rod or Survivor. The dog was delivered by boat to the southern port of Shankala on Monday and was declared in good shape after being taken to an animal protection group called Watchdog Thailand. But that's where they eat dogs, if I'm not mistaken. Don't they eat dogs in Thailand? It says the dog was delivered by boat. The dog was delivered by boat to the southern port of Shankala on Monday and was declared in good shape. Vostalik said if the dog was unclaimed, he would like to take it to his home in northeast Thailand. Good for him. It's a cute little thing. There they are with the dog. Jeez. That is just amazing. Oh, there's a YouTube. We might get more warm fuzzies out of this yet. Might get, here we go. Oh, yeah, they don't, oh, what do we have here? Ah. Okay, so they're in the dog has swum up and sitting on something. Now they have it. Oh, there it is, it's petting the dog. I think they're speaking Taiwanese, maybe? What do you think? They're Thailand. Well, I don't know. I can't translate it. I don't get it. I don't get it. Anyway, isn't that amazing? I think that's absolutely amazing. Well, you can't see the vision. Now they're putting a lei around the dog's neck. Sort of welcome. The dog's got no clue what that's about. Well, so a couple girls loving on it. Amazing. I just can't believe 135 miles out to sea. So probably slipped off a trawler. They don't know what happened. And the dog's sitting there exhausted. Quite the story. Okay, I'm sorry. I really took you away from other stories, and I don't mean to do that. But every once in a while, we have to do that. Okay, so U.S. unseals Assange affidavit. This is the thing. U.S. unseals Assange affidavit revealing probable cause for extradition and arrest for conspiracy. Says here, this is from Scott Bennett to everybody else. Now, keep in mind, this is Scott Bennett's world, our own Scott Bennett. Okay? So this is what he wrote about this conspiracy for Assange. Says he has, this is what Scott says, I have read the indictment against Julian Assange by the U.S. Department of Justice, and they have no case. There is no evidence or documents or testimony that can be used against Assange other than alleged charts between Manning and someone he believed was Julian Assange on the other end of the computer. Complete legal nonsense that cannot stick, and they dare not expand the complaint, for they would naturally have to indict the Washington Post and New York Times and others for publishing secret material given them. And the story is that this came out of, where did it come out of? Where did I get this? Reuters. It says, U.S. prosecutors have unsealed an affidavit against Julian Assange that outlines the case against the WikiLeaks co-founder on a single count of conspiracy to commit computer intrusion. That may or may not have succeeded. And as FBI Special Agent Megan Brown admits in the affidavit, it remains unknown whether Manning and Assange were successful in cracking the password to the Department of Defense computer that allegedly conspired to hack, meaning the sole charge against Assange remains his alleged attempt to assist Chelsea, then Bradley Manning. Well, Bradley Manning, not Chelsea here. Bradley Manning in accessing the documents that were eventually leaked in 2010. You know, this goes back to 2010. Doesn't it seem like yesterday? Man, I was talking to somebody yesterday about one of my interviews with Jerome Corsi about the birth certificate business. And that was 2010. See, this whole thing with Jerome Corsi, this whole thing with Jerome Corsi was clearly brought about by the birth certificate investigation he conducted on Obama. It was payback. It was retaliation. And they used, of course, the Mueller thing for that. Anyway. But 2010. Yeah. So there's no there is what basically everybody's saying. We'll come back. We'll look a little bit deeper into this. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. So Julian Assange, there's no case against him, which doesn't surprise me, at least in the United States. They have the affidavit and everything. Well, let's unpack this a little bit and take a look at it. If they, okay, it's one of these, you got to scroll it down business and make it go big screen. We'll go big screen. Here it is. It says, Alexandria Division, United States District Court for the Eastern District of Virginia. Affidavit in support of a current complaint and arrest warrant. I, Megan Brown, make this affidavit in support of a criminal complaint charging defendant Julian P. Assange with violating 18 U.S.C. 371 by conspiring to, one, access a computer without authorization, exceeding authorized access, to obtain classified national defense information violation, blah, blah, blah. Access a computer without authorization exceeding authorized. So I guess the question is, what about Hillary Clinton, huh? She says, I am a special agent with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and I have been so employed since February 2011. Since joining the FBI, I have investigated violations of federal law involving counterterrorism and counterintelligence matters. I have gained experience through training and everyday work related to conducting these types of investigations. And then since February 2017, I have been assigned to the Counterespionage Squad at the Washington Field Office in Washington, D.C. In this capacity, I investigate matters involving allegations of espionage as well as unauthorized disclosure of classified information and related crimes. As a special agent with the FBI, I have received classroom and on-the-job training in general law enforcement and also in the specialized areas of counterintelligence, counterterrorism, and investigation of espionage-related crimes. I have participated in federal multi-jurisdictional and international investigations involving national security matters, conducted physical and electronic surveillance, executed search warrants and debriefed witnesses and participated in unlawful activity who have participated and participants in unlawful activity related to these matters. And through my investigations, I have gained knowledge in the use of various investigative techniques, including utilization of Rule 41 search warrants. As a federal agent, I am authorized to investigate violations of the law, blah, blah, blah. Says that the facts of this affidavit are based on my personal observation information obtained by other agents and witnesses. Aha, here we come to it. She is the person who's filing this. Now, this affidavit does not set forth all of my knowledge about this matter, but it is intended merely to establish probable cause. Okay. As shown below, the conspirators took elaborate measures to conceal their communications, mask their identity, and destroy any trace of their conduct using, for example, encryption and anonymization techniques and erasing and wiping data. For this reason, the facts are derived in large part from forensic analysis of available computer data, remnants, and unalterable systems. These charges relate to one of the largest compromises of classified information in the history of the United States. Between around 2010 and January 2010 and May 2010, Bradley Manning, see, they use Chelsea Manning, Bradley Manning, an intelligence analyst in the U.S. Army. So I would think she's inaccurate there because he was still a he in 2010 when this all went down, not a she. So she's obviously misidentified the person. I'm just picking it apart. Downloaded four nearly complete and largely classified databases with approximately 90,000 Afghan war-related significant activity reports, 400,000 Iraqi war significant activity reports, 800 Guantanamo Bay detainee assessment, 250,000 U.S. State Department cables. Manning provided these records to WikiLeaks, a website founded by the defendant Julian P. Assange. On its website, WikiLeaks expressly solicited classified. Listen, there's nothing wrong with what he did. Hello? The agent doesn't get it. Reporters can do this. WikiLeaks publicly released the vast majority of the classified records on its site in 2010 and 2011. Manning has since been tried and convicted by court-martial for her illegal acts. He was a he then. The charges in this criminal complaint focus on a specific legal agreement that Assange and Manning reached in furtherance of Manning's illegal disclosure. As explained below, investigators have recovered internet chats between Assange and Manning from March 2010. The chats reflect that on March 8, 2010, Assange agreed to assist Manning in cracking a password. Okay, but this is part of the problem. They never cracked it. They've got no case. That's why Scott Bennett is right here, at least in my opinion. I'm not a lawyer. Cracking the password would have allowed Manning to log onto the computers. He didn't crack it. You know who did crack it? Because they didn't have to crack it. It was Hillary Clinton. Where's the accountability for her? This was 10 years ago as a crime. 8, 9 years ago. And there's no there here. None. Background of co-conspirators, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so that's the case why there is no case, in my opinion. They don't have anything. Should we move on to the next topic? I mean, really. There is no there. Circling them up. That's what we're seeing here. Bradley Manning being circled up. Everything going around Bradley Manning. I know. You can't say that. It's we'll call him Hillary Manning. Chelsea Clinton. Well, you know, Manning, Chelsea. Maybe he took her name. I get confused when they start talking about the he becomes a she and the she becomes a he. You know, because all I recognize are X and Y, XX, XY, chromosome complement. If you're a male, you're XY. If you're female, you're XX, that's it, no more. Every one of your cells, ladies, the chromosomal except for red blood cells, the chromosomal makeup is XY, XX for you. Men, it's XY. Let's not forget that. Just, you know, minor little details. But we could change that, right? Now, here's the challenge to all of you leftists out there. Get rid of all, if you want to make the change complete, not only do you do the, you know, you do the hoo-ha, hee-haw thing and get rid of the genitals, modify them to, you know, from he to a she and a she to he, but why not do something about those crazy chromosomes that still stick around in all your cells? Shocking. When you become a he, your chromosomes still are he. Not she. And the same with a she when you become a she. You're still a he. Hee-haw, hoo-haw. Bradley Manning, Chelsea Manning. The world of Julian Assange. No there. Isn't that interesting, the numbers of no there? But you know what? I bet he comes to the United States. And he becomes a big problem to the Democratic National Committee. Now, I'm saying that because I heard it through the grapevine. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back. Well, I'm sorry. Things are just chaotic at the break. Chaotic. All chaos. Chaos broke out. Anyway, more from the Epoch Times creeping in here. Wisconsin man convicted of sex trafficking on Backpage. Backpage. I've never heard of Backpage. Okay, let's get into the seedy world of sex trafficking. Now, there's various and sundry types of sex trafficking, as we have discussed many times. A man from Madison, Wisconsin, was found guilty by a federal jury after a five-day trial of seven counts of sex trafficking on the now-defunct Backpage.com. The Department of Justice announced April 15th, Aaron F. Graham Jr. engaged in sex trafficking between 2015 and 2017 by force, coercion, and fraud. He transported individuals across state lines with the intent that they engage in prostitution. Okay, can it be any clearer than that? Yeah, he becomes basically the John, and he's moving them around. And now, where did he get these women, right? Where did he get the people to be trafficked? Where did he get them at? Graham committed the crimes by posting advertisements on Backpage, the largest human trafficking portal in the United States, and forced or coerced individuals who responded to the advertisements to commit commercial sex acts. He transported two individuals between Wisconsin and Virginia with the intent they engage in prostitution. Is it settling in how it works? Let me read it again. Because, you know, to some people, when you say, oh, sex trafficking, it's nebulous. What does that mean? They have lack of understanding. That's my point. So here, this is basically what it is. It says, he committed the crimes by posting advertisements on Backpage, the largest human trafficking portal in the United States, and forced or coerced individuals who responded to the advertisements to commit commercial sex acts, in other words, prostitution. Specifically, he transported two individuals between Wisconsin and Virginia with the intent to they engage in prostitution. See, I bet you, you don't even know there's a world out here like this. And it's a big world. I'm telling you, it's a big world. It's been big for years. And I, you know, professionally, sometimes I'd have to, because of my position, would have to dive into this world. And I hated it. I just hated it. Really did. Now, child sex trafficking is another thing, too, altogether. This is sex trafficking. So now it's trafficking with adults. This is what we're talking about. The FBI shut down Backpage in April 2018. In the same month, President Donald Trump signed into law Stop Enabling Sex Trafficking Act and Frontline Online Sex Trafficking Act, or Fight Online Sex Trafficking Act. Or Siesta Fosta, that stopped the shielding of website operators from state criminal charges or civil liability if they facilitated sex acts, ads, or prostitution. Okay. That's really what they did. They have these. This is Justice Government. Justice.government. Aha. United States Justice Department. They've got some sort of clip on this. I don't think they're clipping it. They just have the story. This is their press release from yesterday about it. Interesting little press release here. I think we're gonna get involved with this little press release. It's got just tons of data coming forward on it. Man, I'm looking at the time. God, where does the time go? This is a big story. This is a good story. But so some more things that that they're talking about here. I have to enlarge the thing a little bit because, you know, it's a government type. You know, they want to save. They want to save money on ink, right? So here we go. This is some of this. The victim testified that they were forced to engage in multiple acts of prostitution and turn over money. They earned to Graham and his girlfriend, Patrice Moore, 28, of Madison. The victims testified that they were the only source of income for Graham and Moore. Moore pleaded guilty for her role in this sex trafficking scheme on March 14th. Through violence and coercion, Graham exploited vulnerable young women to committing commercial sex acts for his profit. In the process, the victims were often degraded and robbed of their human dignity, said U.S. Attorney Blader. We will continue to work closely with law enforcement partners to bring human traffickers to justice. Traffickers use various techniques, including fraud, coercion, and drugs, often opioids, to lure their victims and force them into commercial sexual and labor exploitation. The trauma caused by the traffickers can be so great that many may not identify themselves as victims or ask for help. The prosecution of sex traffickers is a priority for the Justice Department and all U.S. attorneys. Federal law provides severe penalties for these offenders. And since 2017, three traffickers convicted in the Western District of Wisconsin have received sentences totaling 58 years. U.S. Judge James Peterson scheduled Graham sentences, blah, blah, blah. That's how it works. No sex trafficking for you. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping.
Giza dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back. Interesting case. We'll put this up on the website. Agenda21radio.news. Huh. What is going on in the world of Drudge? Haven't been to Drudge today. All day long I have not been to Drudge. Swalwell, open to jailing of gun owners. Eric Swalwell. Remember, he's a buckaroo. We talked about him earlier. Eric Swalwell. Isn't it just interesting the pastiche of characters now that have ascended to be on the news, huh? Isn't it interesting? It's absolutely interesting. Of course, if you're into Fox News and all this other stuff, Fox News with Bernie Sanders. You guys all know about that, right? The burn. The first time a Democrat, so he's not even a Democrat, he's an independent, comes on Fox News for a town hall. Is that interesting? Psycho author. What is this? It's obviously white. Bret Easton Ellison. Psycho! Author rips Trump-hating crazies. Triggers with first nonfiction. Author warns of corporate censorship. Inside Hollywood hysterics. This is some of the stuff that's on Drudge right now. It's not a Drudge Friday, I know. But Madonna's 60 years old. Did you know that? Wow, what a youngin'. Oh. New song tribute to Medellin. Oh, really? We're going to get into that one. Columbine threat by woman with gun shuts Denver area schools. We'll get into this. Actually, this is we got the Laguna Beach thing, and I got the Columbine. This is for the third hour. So we're in there. We're in the groove for the next hour. Anyway, remember to visit our websites, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and also a21r.com. A21r.com is the best way to get you. We're on Facebook and Twitter also. And remember, you've got a lot of things coming up to be worried about. we're concerned about or be a part of. Being a part of the New California State Convention is a big one. The 4th Constitutional Convention coming up for New California. Bigger and better. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.